Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, October 31st. I hope you're well and not too scared. Coming up.
We've had a lot of damage with fallen trees on the road. Our local riverbank has burst.
Devastating floods kill at least 95 in Spain, and Donald Trump dresses up as a bin man. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, at least 95 people are now believed to have been killed by catastrophic flooding in eastern Spain. It's thought these severe weather conditions are the worst to hit the country for three decades. Hundreds of soldiers have been called in to flood-damaged areas. 3 days of mourning have been declared. Forecasters say a year's worth of rain fell in 8 hours in Valencia. 63-year-old Javier Berenguer owns a bakery there.
I had to get out of a window as best I could because the water was already coming up to my shoulders. I took refuge on the first floor with the neighbours and I stayed there all night, keeping an eye out. It's taken everything, everything.
Climate change has worsened all 10 of the deadliest weather events in the past two decades. Scientists have found it's contributed to more than 500,000 deaths. These dangerous weather events have come with just 1.3 Celsius of global warming above pre-industrial levels. The world is currently on track for 3 degrees Celsius at the end of the century. It's expected the Garda investigation into the Crista tragedy will be completed in the first quarter of 2025. Families of the victims met with the Justice Minister yesterday and say extremely serious questions still need to be answered about why the explosion occurred. Last month, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris confirmed the investigation file on the disaster in Donegal was near completion. Speaking for the families, Solicitor Dara Macken says they can't wait much longer.
The question these families ask themselves is, had this happened in Dublin, would they be here 2 years later asking for an investigation? The key point of today is this. The Minister has not ruled anything out. We now look forward to an urgent decision because the reality is this. Time is of the essence now. An election is pending. These families don't have time to give. They want the decision and they want the decision now.
The public is being reminded that possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to supply could result in a €10,000 fine. 5 years imprisonment could also be sentenced to those convicted of throwing an ignited firework at a person or property. The penalties are in place with an aim to target the misuse of fireworks, particularly on tonight, Halloween, when activities at its most popular. Inspector Kieran Noonan from the Garda National Community Engagement Bureau says tonight should be fun and safe.
We're absolutely in favour of people enjoying licensed, organised firework displays where they are being run in a safe manner by people who are licensed and trained to do so. And we'd be in favour for people enjoying those type of fireworks, but it's the illegal fireworks that cause a massive risk and dangers to people.
Donald Trump has addressed President Joe Biden's comments calling his supporters garbage. He turned up at an election rally in America in a high-vis jacket and a bin lorry in an apparent jab at Joe Biden's remarks. Speaking at a rally in North Carolina, Donald Trump had this to say.
My response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. You just can't. And you can't be president if you hate the American people. And there's a lot of hatred there.
The government is being called on to provide more information to PAYE workers on how to get their tax back. Almost one in four people are overpaying their income tax, with an average of €735 due to workers from 2022. The figures were revealed by Labour, which says PAYE workers should make a tax return online and claim the tax reliefs they're entitled to. Labour finance spokesperson Jed Nash says people are leaving money on the table because they aren't aware of how the system works.
I've made the case time and again in recent years that both the Minister for Finance and the Revenue Commissioner should be running a high-profile public promotional campaign to inform PAYE workers that there is a deadline of the 14th of November every year to submit a tax return and to ensure that everybody knows what they are entitled to.
In business news, Google has racked up a fine from Russia of more than 200 million rubles after it removed state-run and pro-government accounts from YouTube. An undecillion is a trillion times a trillion times a trillion, so the number two, followed by 36 zeros. It's far greater than the world's total GDP, estimated at $110 trillion. In entertainment, Arnie Hammer has confirmed his return to acting more than 3 years after he was accused of sexual misconduct. The US actor will star in Frontier Crucible, a Western which begins production in November. The 38-year-old strongly denied claims of sex abuse, which emerged in 2021. Last year, prosecutors in LA decided not to charge him over the allegations. And in sport, in soccer, Tottenham's reward for knocking out eight-time EFL Cup champions Man City is a quarter-final showdown with Manchester United. Interim boss Ruud van Nistelrooy guided United to a 5-2 victory over Leicester in the last 16 last night, and van Nistelrooy says he'd be happy to remain part of the new management team.
I came here as an assistant to help the club, and now in this role I'm helping as long as I'm needed. And in the future, in any capacity, I'm here to help the club further to build towards the future. And that's what I'm here for.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.